Before Micah rose as a prophet, both Israel and Judah were immersed in a period of great political and spiritual instability. The kingdoms were divided, with Israel in the north and Judah in the south, and both suffered from internal corruption and the external threat of neighboring powers such as Assyria, 2 Kings 17 verses 5 and 6. Idolatry had spread among the people, and unjust practices had become common, especially among the upper classes. Religious leadership was compromised, and the people's distance from God was evident, Micah 1 from verse 5 to 7. In this chaotic context, the words of previous prophets had already warned about the consequences of sin and disobedience, but the nation seemed deaf to divine appeals, Amos 3 verses 1 and 2. While the elite enriched themselves at the expense of the poor, social injustice deepened. Fragile political alliances and reliance on foreign nations further weakened the position of Israel and Judah. This was the dark scenario in which Micah emerged, bringing a message of judgment but also of hope. The environment was one of constant tension, with the threat of foreign invasions looming over the kingdoms. The disunity among the tribes of Israel and Judah, along with widespread corruption, created a fertile ground for the urgent need for a prophetic voice. It was at this crucial moment that Micah was called, not as a figure from the political center, but as a prophet from the periphery, bringing a clear and unwavering vision of divine justice. Micah 1 verse 1. Society in Micah's time was marked by profound inequality. The rich and powerful oppressed the poor, usurping their lands and exploiting them mercilessly. Micah 2 verses 1 and 2. Corruption had tainted all spheres of power, from judges to priests, who manipulated laws and religious rituals for their own benefit. Idol worship was intertwined with traditional religious practices, creating an empty spirituality with no real purpose. Micah watched with sorrow as the hearts of the people drifted away from God. He saw injustice become routine, while religious leaders failed to guide the nation according to divine commandments. Micah 3:5. Instead, they sought their own advantages, perpetuating a cycle of oppression and deceit. Idolatry was not just a matter of religious worship, but also reflected a total lack of trust in God, as the people placed their hope in political alliances and foreign gods. This environment of sin and corruption formed the backdrop for Micah's prophecies. He not only condemned the wicked practices of his contemporaries, but also pointed to the inevitable consequences of such disobedience. Micah's voice rose as a cry for justice, demanding that both leaders and people return to God's ways before it was too late. Micah did not come from a priestly lineage or an influential family in Jerusalem. He was a simple man from Moresheth, a small town on the outskirts of Judah. This humble origin gave him a unique and profound perspective on the injustices plaguing the society of his time. His proximity to the common people, especially the oppressed, allowed him to understand the real needs for justice and mercy, which were often ignored by the powerful. Micah 6, verses 6 and 7. His call as a prophet was in stark contrast to the religious and political elite of Jerusalem. While other prophets had direct access to kings and the court, Micah positioned himself as the voice of those who had no voice. He saw himself as God's instrument to speak on behalf of the poor, condemning the corrupt practices of the rich and powerful. Micah 3 from verse 1 to 3. His message was not only of judgment, but also of renewal, urging the people to return to God with sincerity and justice. Micah's role as a prophet was marked by his unwavering conviction that God's justice would prevail. He was not intimidated by opposition and threats because he knew his mission was divine. Micah 3:8. What he began to announce, despite his humble origins, would echo for generations, showing that God does not choose prophets by their status, but by the willingness of their hearts to serve the truth. Micah began his prophetic ministry with a clear mission to denounce the corruption and injustice that permeated both Israel and Judah. His prophecies were harsh and direct, leaving no room for ambiguous interpretations. He openly condemned the rulers, priests, and prophets who exploited the people and perverted justice. For Micah, the truth could not be negotiated, and he did not hesitate to expose the flaws of his society. His first prophetic message was a declaration of judgment against Samaria and Jerusalem, the capitals of the northern and southern kingdoms, Micah 1:6. He prophesied the destruction of Samaria as a direct consequence of the idolatry and oppression practiced by its leaders. In Judah, Micah warned that the same fate awaited Jerusalem if the city did not repent and return to God's ways. His mission was uncomfortable but necessary, and Micah was willing to pay the price for his faithfulness to the truth. Micah 2:7. As his prophecies gained notoriety, Micah became a controversial figure. He did not seek popularity, but rather the genuine transformation of his people's hearts. Micah 6:9. His message was both a warning and a call to repentance, offering a last chance for salvation before God's judgment materialized. Micah understood that his mission was not easy, but he was committed to fulfilling the divine call, regardless of the consequences. Micah frequently found himself in direct confrontation with the religious leaders of his time. They were the guardians of the practices and rituals that were supposed to guide the people in worshipping God. But many were deeply corrupted. These leaders benefited from social inequalities and used religion as a means to maintain their power and wealth. Micah, with his message of justice and righteousness, threatened to expose their hypocrisies and failures. Micah 2:11. The prophet did not hesitate to criticize the priests and prophets who aligned themselves with the interests of the rich and powerful. He denounced them as false prophets who deceived the people, promising peace when God's judgment was at the door. Micah 3:11. Micah saw these leaders as traitors to their vocation, who should guide the people to justice and repentance, but instead became accomplices in corruption and oppression. This confrontation did not come without repercussions. Micah was discredited, rejected, and often threatened. However, he remained steadfast in his mission. He knew that God's truth was more powerful than the lies of men, and that in the end, justice would prevail. Micah 7:20. Micah's courage in facing corrupt religious leaders became a testimony to his faithfulness to God and his commitment to the truth. Regardless of personal consequences, Micah stood out among the prophets for his strong emphasis on social justice. He saw firsthand the suffering of the poor and oppressed, who were exploited and neglected by the corrupt elite of Israel and Judah. Micah vehemently denounced those who used their positions of power to oppress the most vulnerable, condemning the rich who accumulated lands and properties at the expense of the needy. Micah 2:2. He cried out for justice, affirming that God was deeply displeased with this situation. In Micah 3, from verse 1 to 3, the prophet makes a direct accusation against the leaders of Israel, describing them as those who tear the skin from my people and the flesh from their bones. This powerful image illustrates the intensity of his indignation at the exploitation of the weak by the strong. Micah made it clear that God would not tolerate such injustice and that judgment would come upon those who abused their power. He became the voice of the voiceless, echoing God's heart for justice and equity. Micah's cry for social justice was not just a critique of the present, but also a call to action. He urged the people to practice justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. This verse, perhaps the most well-known of the entire book, summarizes Micah's message. True religion is not in empty rituals, but in living in a way that reflects God's just and merciful character. Micah called Israel and Judah to repent and transform their social practices, becoming a just nation under God's eyes. Throughout his prophecies, Micah emphasized the importance of the covenant between God and his people. He reminded Israel and Judah that they had been chosen by God and had a special responsibility to live according to his laws. However, the people had broken this covenant, turning to idolatry and practices that contradicted divine commandments. Micah warned that if they continued to disobey, they would face divine judgment. Micah 6 verses 1 and 2 presents a scenario where God summons Israel for a trial, challenging them to recall divine faithfulness throughout their history. God, through Micah, reminds them of the wondrous deeds he performed for Israel, from the liberation from Egypt to the guidance through the desert. This appeal to memory aimed to awaken repentance and a return to obedience. However, the prophet also warned that God's patience was not infinite, and continued sin would result in severe consequences. On the other hand, Micah also proclaimed promises of restoration for those who returned to God. In Micah 7, from verse 18 to 20, the prophet speaks of God's mercy, who forgives and casts sins into the depths of the sea. These promises contrast with the warnings of judgment, showing that God's heart is always inclined toward forgiveness and restoration, provided the people repent. Thus, Micah balanced his message, showing both the seriousness of sin and the depth of divine mercy. One of Micah's most impactful prophecies was the declaration of the destruction of Samaria, the capital of the northern kingdom Israel. In Micah 1 verses 6 and 7, the prophet announces that Samaria would be turned into ruins, its idols destroyed, and its wealth taken by enemies. This prophecy was a direct blow to the inhabitants of Samaria, who trusted in their fortifications and wealth, believing they were safe from judgment. Micah attributed the impending destruction of Samaria to its idolatry and the corruption of its leaders. He described how the city had become a center of worship to false gods, completely deviating from God's commandments. Micah warned that this idolatry would lead to complete desolation, a fate that would serve as an example for all Israel. The fall of Samaria, which indeed occurred in 722 before Christ, served as a tragic fulfillment of Micah's prophecy and a reminder that God does not tolerate sin without consequences. This proclamation also served as a warning to Judah. Although the prophecy was primarily directed at Samaria, Micah used the example of its destruction to alert Jerusalem about what would happen if they continued on their path of disobedience, Micah 1:9. He saw the cities of Judah following the same steps as Israel, and his message was clear. God's judgment was impartial, and no one was exempt except those who repented and returned to God. Micah not only condemned corrupt political and religious leaders, but also turned against the false prophets who deceived the people with messages of false security. In Micah 3, from verse 5 to 7, he denounces these prophets who promised peace in exchange for bribes and prophesied doom only against those who did not pay them. These false prophets created a false sense of security, assuring that there would be no judgment when in fact judgment was imminent. These prophets were guilty of distorting the word of God to suit their own interests instead of proclaiming divine truth. In contrast, Micah declared that he was filled with the power of the Spirit of the Lord to declare to the people their transgressions and to the king his sins. He distinguished himself from the false prophets by his integrity and commitment to the truth, regardless of personal consequences. Micah's criticism of the false prophets was also an appeal to the people to discern God's true message. He challenged listeners to examine prophecies in the light of justice and truth, rather than blindly following those who offered pleasant but deceptive words. Micah wanted the people to know that God was not complacent with sin, and that promises of peace without repentance were illusory. Only those who sincerely sought God would find true security. Micah made it clear that both Israel and Judah were under God's watchful eye, and neither kingdom was exempt from his judgment. He prophesied that because of their idolatry, injustice, and corruption, both kingdoms would face God's wrath. In Micah 1, verses 3 and 4, he describes God coming out of his heavenly dwelling, treading on the heights of the earth, a powerful image symbolizing the coming of divine judgment. For Micah, judgment was not just a matter of punishment, but a necessary response to the people's continued disobedience. Israel and Judah had been repeatedly warned by God through his prophets, but refused to listen. Now the time of mercy was running out, and judgment was at the door, Micah 5:15. However, Micah also saw this judgment as a form of purification, a painful but necessary process to restore true worship and justice among God's people. Even amid these severe warnings, Micah offered hope. He spoke of a remnant that would be spared and bring renewal to Israel and Judah, Micah 4 verses 6 and 7. This remnant would be the nucleus of a restored, faithful people who would receive God's blessings and protection. Thus, God's judgment, though terrible, also contained the promise of a new covenant and a redeemed future for those who returned to him with all their hearts. Micah and Isaiah were contemporaries, both prophesying in Judah during the same period of spiritual and moral crisis. Although their messages shared many common themes, such as God's judgment and the promise of a messianic future, each approached these themes in ways that reflected their own perspectives and missions. Isaiah, being closer to the royal court, often spoke with a focus on global events and the destiny of nations, while Micah, coming from a small town, emphasized social injustice and internal corruption. One of the most notable parallels between the two prophets is the prophecy about the future of Jerusalem. Both Isaiah 2 from verse 2 to 4 and Micah 4 from verse 1 to 3 describe a vision of Mount Zion as the center of peace and justice for all nations. Both texts speak of a time when swords will be turned into plowshares, symbolizing the end of wars and the beginning of an era of peace under God's reign. This convergence of messages reinforces the importance of this vision in the prophetic context. Despite the similarities, Micah is often seen as the more direct and severe prophet in his denunciations, especially against the corrupt leaders of Judah. Isaiah, on the other hand, alternates his messages of judgment with more expansive visions of hope, including the famous announcement of the birth of the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. Together, the prophets offer a complete picture of Judah's spiritual condition and God's promises of redemption. Even while proclaiming destruction and judgment, Micah did not set aside the message of hope and redemption. He understood that God's judgment, though severe, was not the end of the story. In Micah 5, from verse 2 to 4, the prophet presents one of the most well-known prophecies, where he speaks of the emergence of a ruler in Israel who will come from Bethlehem, a small town in Judah. This ruler will bring security and peace and will be great to the ends of the earth. This prophecy is particularly significant because it points to the Messiah, later identified in the New Testament as Jesus Christ. Micah therefore not only proclaimed judgment, but also a lasting hope, anchored in the promise that God would send a just leader to guide his people. This message of hope was crucial to maintaining the faith of the faithful remnant during times of great desolation. Besides this messianic promise, Micah also spoke of the restoration of Israel and Judah after the period of judgment. He described a future where ruins would be rebuilt and God's people would live in safety. This vision of final redemption was not only for the Jews of his time, but for all future generations who kept their faith in God, showing that even in the midst of desolation, God's faithfulness remained firm. Micah's prophecy about the Messiah's birth in Bethlehem is one of the most highlighted and celebrated in the entire Old Testament. In Micah 5:2, the prophet declares that although Bethlehem is small among the cities of Judah, out of it will come one who will rule Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. This passage directly points to the divinity and eternal mission of the Messiah. The choice of Bethlehem as the birthplace of the Messiah is significant, not only because it was the hometown of David, but also because it subverts human expectations of greatness. God chooses the humble and insignificant to fulfill his greatest purposes, a message consistent with the character of divine interventions throughout biblical history. This prophecy of Micah is fulfilled in the New Testament, as recorded in Matthew 2 from verse 1 to 6, when the Magi from the East identify Bethlehem as the birthplace of Jesus. This vision of the Messiah born in Bethlehem offers profound hope for Israel and Judah. Micah was affirming that despite the corruption and impending judgment, God had not abandoned his people. On the contrary, he already had a plan of redemption in progress, centered on a just and eternal ruler who would bring peace and security not only to Israel, but to all nations. Micah's prophecy about the Messiah had a profound impact on the future of Israel, shaping the messianic expectation that permeated the nation for centuries. The promise of a just leader coming from Bethlehem fueled the hope of a future where Israel would be restored to its glory and all injustices would be corrected. This expectation intensified during periods of foreign oppression, such as under Babylonian and later Roman rule, when the Jewish people longed for a deliverer who would bring God's justice. Micah 5:4 describes the Messiah as one who will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. This image of a royal shepherd resonated deeply with the Israelites, offering a vision of the Messiah not only as a warrior, but as a caretaker, someone who would protect and guide God's people with justice and compassion. This expectation manifested in various ways throughout history, from messianic movements to prophetic interpretation of events in Israel. Micah's prophecy, therefore, was not just an isolated prediction, but a fundamental piece in the development of Jewish messianic theology. It helped shape Israel's identity and hope, serving as a constant reminder that even in times of great difficulty, God had a redemption plan for his people. This messianic hope would continue to influence Israel's history and become central to Christian faith. Micah, like many prophets, expressed great sorrow for the fate of Jerusalem, the city that was supposed to be the center of worship to God, but had become corrupt and distant from his ways. In Micah 1 from verse 9 to 16, the prophet laments the spiritual condition of Judah and prophesies the fall of Jerusalem, predicting that its inhabitants would be taken into exile and the city would be devastated. This lament reflects Micah's deep pain in seeing God's people so far from his will. Micah's lament is intense, and he expresses it with vivid images of pain and suffering. He speaks of the cities that would be destroyed, the leaders who led the people to ruin, and the women and children who would suffer the consequences of the nation's sin. Micah 1 from verse 10 to 16 is a list of laments that, at the same time, serves as a warning and a desperate appeal for the people to repent before the worst happens. However, even in the midst of his lament, Micah does not lose sight of the hope of restoration. He understands that Jerusalem's judgment, though painful, would not be the definitive end. In Micah 4:10, he predicts that after the pain of exile, God would bring his people back and Jerusalem would be restored. This duality between judgment and hope permeates the entire book of Micah, showing that even in the darkest moments, God's mercy remains. Despite his humble origin, Micah ended up playing an important role as a spiritual advisor during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. His presence and prophecies were taken seriously, especially by Hezekiah, who, unlike many of his predecessors, showed respect and reverence for God's word. Micah 3:12 records a prophecy where Micah warns that Jerusalem would be destroyed because of the corruption of its leaders, a prophecy that had significant impact. According to Jeremiah 26, verses 18 and 19, King Hezekiah took Micah's words seriously and, in response, led the people of Judah to repentance, which ended up delaying judgment on Jerusalem. This action highlights Micah's influential role in advising Hezekiah and spurring spiritual and social reforms in Judah. Hezekiah's willingness to listen to Micah contrasts sharply with the rejection many prophets faced and demonstrates the importance of a leader willing to submit to divine guidance. Micah's position as a spiritual advisor was characterized by courage and faithfulness to God's message, regardless of how difficult or unpopular it might be. His influence helped shape Hezekiah's decisions, resulting in a period of relative stability and reform in Judah. Micah teaches us about the power of a prophetic voice committed to truth, even when challenged by adverse circumstances. Although Micah had the attention of some leaders, his message was not well received by the majority of the people and leaders of Judah. The reaction to his preaching was often rejection and resistance, especially since he exposed the injustices and sins of society. In Micah 2:6, we see an example of how false prophets tried to silence him, saying, "Do not prophesy." These words reflect the desire of many to live in denial without facing the harsh truths Micah presented. The people's resistance was not only a rejection of Micah's words, but also a rejection of God himself. In Micah 6, verses 3 and 4, God, through Micah, questions the people, reminding them of all he had done for them and asking why they were so reluctant to obey. The people of Judah were so entrenched in their corrupt and idolatrous practices that they did not want to hear the message of repentance and change. Despite the resistance, Micah continued to faithfully proclaim God's word. He knew that his mission was not to please men, but to be a messenger of divine truth. Micah's perseverance in the face of rejection reminds us that the prophetic calling often involves loneliness and opposition, but it is sustained by the conviction that God's truth must be proclaimed, regardless of the consequences. Micah is often remembered for his appeal to justice, mercy, and humility, encapsulated in Micah 6:8, a verse considered a summary of what God requires of his people. This verse is one of the most cited in discussions of biblical ethics and social justice, as it clearly and concisely presents the central principles of faith. Through these words, Micah calls the people back to true worship, which is not in empty rituals, but in living justly and mercifully. This Sermon on the Mount of Micah, so to speak, challenges religious hypocrisy and spiritual superficiality. He questions the value of sacrifices and offerings if they are not accompanied by a life of integrity and love for one's neighbor. Micah 6, verses 6 and 7 raises questions about what truly pleases God, emphasizing that it is not the rituals, but the character and actions that reflect true piety. The message of Micah 6:8 transcends the context of his time and continues to resonate today, challenging believers to examine their own lives in light of what it means to follow God authentically. Micah reminds us that true religion is practical and manifests in how we treat others, especially the most vulnerable in society. His message remains a powerful call to righteousness and just action in the world. Micah 6:8 is often considered the heart of Micah's message and one of the most profound summaries of what God requires of his people in the entire Bible. "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." This verse condenses all the law and the prophets into three simple but profound actions: to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. The justice mentioned here goes beyond mere legality. It involves living according to God's standards, seeking equity and righteousness in all areas of life. Mercy implies treating others with the same grace and compassion that God shows us, while humility before God reflects a continual acknowledgement of our dependence on Him. Micah 6:8 has become a call to action for generations of believers, challenging them to live their faith in practical and meaningful ways. This verse also serves as a powerful critique of legalism and empty religiosity. Micah asserts that true worship is not in elaborate rituals or outward displays of piety, but in a life that reflects God's character. His message is both a challenge and an inspiration for all who seek to follow God genuinely, demonstrating that the essence of faith lies in loving God and neighbor, expressed through acts of justice and mercy. One of the greatest challenges Micah faced was the indifference of the powerful to God's message. The leaders of Judah were so entangled in their own agendas of power and wealth that they became insensitive to the prophet's warnings. In Micah 3, from verse 1 to 4, he denounces these leaders for hating good and loving evil, highlighting their hardened hearts and lack of compassion for the people they were supposed to protect. The indifference of the powerful represented a significant obstacle to the true conversion of the nation. They were more concerned with maintaining their positions and accumulating wealth than seeking justice and righteousness. Micah 3:11 is particularly critical, stating that the leaders judge for bribes, the priests teach for a price, and the prophets tell fortunes for money. This systemic corruption undermined any effort at genuine spiritual reform. Micah knew that true conversion required more than words. It demanded a change of heart and actions, especially from those in positions of power. He called the leaders to turn to God with sincerity, recognizing that without this conversion, judgment was inevitable. Micah's struggle against the indifference of the powerful teaches us that spiritual and social transformation begins with leaders who are willing to prioritize justice and mercy over personal gain. Throughout his ministry, Micah prophesied the fall of Samaria and the destruction of Jerusalem as direct consequences of the corruption and idolatry that permeated both kingdoms. In Micah 1, verses 6 and 7, the prophet announces the destruction of Samaria, stating that it would become a heap of rubble in the fields. This prophecy was fulfilled in 722 before Christ, when the Assyrians invaded and destroyed Samaria, leading the people into exile. Jerusalem, the capital of Judah, was also not exempt from divine judgment. Micah 3:12 declares that because of the corrupt leadership, Zion will be plowed like a field, Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins. This prophecy was fulfilled in 586 before Christ, when the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem, tearing down its walls and setting the temple on fire. By predicting these events, Micah demonstrated that God's justice makes no distinction between the rich and the poor, the powerful and the humble. All would be judged according to their actions. The destruction of Samaria and Jerusalem served as a tragic fulfillment of Micah's warnings. He had repeatedly cautioned that turning away from God and failing to repent would lead to destruction. These historical events reinforce the seriousness of Micah's prophecies and the devastating impact of disobedience and spiritual corruption. However, even amid these calamities, Micah also brought messages of hope, pointing to the eventual restoration of Israel. Despite the prophecies of judgment and destruction, Micah also had a hopeful vision for Israel's future. He firmly believed that God would not abandon his people forever, and that after the period of punishment, there would be a complete restoration. In Micah 4, verses 6 and 7, the prophet describes a time when God will gather the exiles, heal the wounded, and establish an enduring kingdom in Zion, where peace and justice will prevail. Micah saw Israel's future as a time when nations would come to Jerusalem to learn the ways of the Lord. This vision of a spiritual and political rebirth was a source of hope for those living under foreign oppression and internal strife. Micah was convinced that God had a plan to redeem Israel and transform it into a light for the nations, a theme echoed in various other biblical prophecies. This future perspective of Micah also included the promise of a just leader who would govern with integrity and wisdom. This ruler, whom Christians identify as the Messiah, would bring stability and prosperity to Israel. Micah's vision for Israel's future was therefore not only a prophecy of national restoration, but also a promise of spiritual renewal, where God's people would live in obedience and peace under his eternal reign. Micah's prophecies, though pronounced thousands of years ago, continue to have profound relevance in contemporary times. His messages of social justice, moral responsibility, and the need for true worship resonate with challenges that many societies still face today. In a world where corruption, inequality, and oppression persist, Micah's words are an urgent call for leaders and citizens to act with integrity and compassion. Micah 6:8 in particular remains a frequently cited verse in debates about ethics and social justice. It serves as a reminder that God's demands for his people have not changed. To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God are universal and timeless principles. This message challenges both individuals and nations to examine their practices and priorities, aligning themselves with the values that Micah so fervently defended. Moreover, Micah's prophecies about the messianic future have a special resonance in the context of Christian faith. Micah's vision of the Messiah's reign, which would bring peace and justice, continues to inspire the hope of a renewed world under Christ's rule. His prophecies offer both a critique of the present and a vision of a redemptive future, maintaining their relevance not just as historical documents, but as a living message for all generations. Micah's legacy is profound in both Jewish and Christian traditions. In Judaism, Micah is considered one of the 12 minor prophets, and his words are studied and respected as an integral part of the Tanakh. His messages about justice and mercy are seen as fundamental to understanding Jewish ethics and morality. Micah's vision of the faithful remnant and the restoration of Israel continues to be a source of hope and inspiration within Jewish tradition. In Christian tradition, Micah is especially revered for his messianic prophecies. Micah 5:2's prediction about the Messiah's birth in Bethlehem is often cited during the Advent and Christmas seasons, being seen as a direct fulfillment in the birth of Jesus Christ. Therefore, Micah is considered a crucial figure who points to the coming of Christ and the establishment of his eternal kingdom. The impact of Micah's words transcends time, influencing the theology, liturgy, and ethics of both religious traditions. His legacy is that of a prophet who not only warned of judgment, but also offered a clear and inspiring vision of what it means to live according to God's commandments. His message continues to be a powerful voice, calling the faithful to a life of justice, mercy, and authentic faith. Despite his harsh warnings about judgment, Micah never ceased to offer a message of hope. He saw the final restoration of Israel as a testament to God's faithfulness and his willingness to forgive and redeem his people. In Micah 7, verses 18 to 20, the prophet concludes his book with one of the most beautiful declarations of God's mercy. Who is a God like you, who pardons iniquity and passes over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. This passage captures the essence of the hope that permeates Micah's prophecies. He assures the people that despite difficult times and imminent judgment, God will not abandon his covenant. The final restoration, according to Micah, would not only be a physical recovery, but also a spiritual renewal, where Israel would live in accordance with God's commandments, enjoying his peace and protection. Micah's message of hope is one of the reasons why his prophecies continue to be so powerful. They remind believers that, regardless of circumstances, God's faithfulness is unwavering, and that genuine repentance leads to restoration and redemption. This message of ultimate hope is Micah's enduring legacy, a call for all times that God's mercy and grace are always available to those who seek him. As Micah approached the end of his prophetic ministry, he offered final reflections that encapsulate the essence of his message. In Micah 7:7, the prophet declares, "But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me." This affirmation of faith and trust summarizes Micah's stance in the face of adversity. He had witnessed corruption, judgment, and rejection, But his trust in God remained unshaken. Micah knew that God's faithfulness was the anchor amid the storm of iniquity that beset Israel and Judah. He encouraged the faithful remnant to keep their hope in the Lord, even when everything around them seemed to be falling apart. Micah 7, verses 8 and 9 continue this line of thought, where the prophet expresses the certainty that although Israel has fallen, it will rise again because God is just and will bring light after a period of darkness. These final words of Micah are not just a conclusion to his book, but a powerful message of hope for all generations. Micah's last words are a call to perseverance and unwavering faith. He reaffirms that despite difficulties and judgment, God is a God of mercy and justice, and he does not abandon those who trust in him. This legacy of hope and trust in God, even in the face of judgment, is what makes Micah's words so enduring and inspiring. Micah's prophecies had a significant impact on biblical history, influencing both the development of Jewish theology and the Christian understanding of messianism. His warnings of judgment came true with the fall of Samaria and Jerusalem, events that profoundly marked Israel's identity and history. The destruction of Jerusalem in particular was a turning point in the biblical narrative, leading to the Babylonian exile and a deep reflection on the covenant between God and his people. Moreover, Micah's prophecy about the Messiah born in Bethlehem became one of the most cited passages in the New Testament, especially in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. This prophecy helped shape the messianic expectation in Israel and was fundamental to the Christian understanding of Jesus as the fulfillment of messianic promises. Therefore, Micah's impact was not limited to his own time, but echoed through the centuries, influencing the faith and hope of millions of people. The impact of Micah's prophecies can also be seen in how they continue to be studied and preached in synagogues and churches around the world. His message of justice, mercy, and hope continues to resonate, reminding believers of all ages of the need to live according to God's commandments and the certainty of his faithfulness. Micah left a lasting legacy that continues to inspire and challenge believers worldwide. Micah's message is timeless and offers valuable lessons for today. His emphasis on social justice, moral integrity, and true worship is as relevant now as it was in his time. In a world where social inequalities and corruption continue to proliferate, Micah's call to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God, Micah 6:8, is a powerful reminder that genuine faith is manifested in concrete actions. Micah also challenges us to reflect on the responsibility of leaders and people to live according to divine principles. His denunciation of religious hypocrisy and corruption invites us to examine our own lives and institutions, ensuring that our practices and policies align with God's justice. Micah's example shows that true reform begins in the heart and spreads to society as a whole. Modern applications of Micah's prophecies include a call to action against injustice, corruption, and oppression in all its forms. Micah reminds us that faith is not just a matter of belief, but of daily practice, where we strive to reflect God's character in our interactions with others. His message continues to challenge and inspire those who seek to live according to God's will in an imperfect world. Micah, like all prophets, was a human being with feelings, doubts, and personal challenges. He was not just a prophetic voice, but a man who bore the weight of God's message in the midst of a society that often rejected him. The Bible does not offer many details about his personal life, but we can infer that as a prophet from a small town, Micah experienced the difficulties of living in a community that was straying from God. The fact that Micah came from Moresheth, a small village southwest of Jerusalem, might have influenced his strong concern for the poor and oppressed. His humble origin gave him a unique perspective on the injustices that the powerful in Jerusalem inflicted on the common people. This connection with the lower classes of society perhaps fueled his passion for denouncing corruption and calling for social justice. Micah's life as a prophet was likely marked by loneliness and resistance, but also by deep faith and commitment to God. He knew that his mission was not easy, but remained faithful, proclaiming the divine message regardless of the consequences. Micah teaches us that God's call can be challenging, but it is sustained by conviction and trust in God's justice and mercy. Although the Bible does not record the exact end of Micah's life, his legacy is clear and enduring. His prophecies continue to be read and revered in both Jewish and Christian contexts. Micah is remembered as a prophet who not only announced judgment, but also offered deep and lasting hope, anchored in the promise of a messianic future and the final restoration of Israel. Micah's legacy is reflected in how his words continue to inspire movements for social justice and spiritual reform. His emphasis on justice and mercy is a powerful message that transcends time and cultures, speaking directly to the challenges and dilemmas of each generation. Micah left us a rich heritage of wisdom and discernment, challenging us to live with integrity and maintain hope even in difficult times. The prophet Micah, though he lived in times of great turmoil, offered a vision of a future where justice and peace prevail under God's reign. His enduring legacy is a testament to the power of prophetic word and faith in a God who is just, merciful, and faithful. Micah's story continues to echo through the centuries, calling us to a life of justice, faith, and hope.